For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
Miz, you got tiny balls!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Also known as Guy Not In A Hat this week.
No. Oh, yeah. It's usually you, right?
It's usually me. Sometimes
right.
It's Joe.
Also, I didn't even know. I was like, am I wearing a hat right now?
Yeah, right.
I got a haircut.
Though. I didn't feel like doing my hair this week.
Right.
Styling my hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not in the haircut business. I don't know these terms. All right.
Right. No. You really got into that Saudi life. You know, I'm not doing my hair.
Well, no, I'm
like
just
some woman.
I've just been really depressed for the past 24 hours or so.
Really? Yeah. I've been elated.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. Yeah, the Astros won the World Series.
Oh, no, not that.
Why?
The 24/7 title is thrown in the trash.
Tried to be thrown in the trash. No, I'm really upset because I think I've lost all faith in Triple H.
Yeah, but you got to give him credit for getting rid of two mistakes in one night. The 24/7 title and Theory holding the
24/7
money in the
title.
Bank.
Fine, it wasn't even that creative though. But
yeah.
Having Austin Theory cash in his Money in the Bank contract for a championship that he could have gotten a title shot by just walking to the ring 5 minutes earlier.
Correct. True. Yeah.
That's the dumbest fucking thing ever.
And a title he's already had.
Also true.
Yes. And,
yeah. and
if you're going to have him drop it, why not have him just run out on Roman and get smashed?
Right.
Yeah. And get fucking smashed.
Yeah. Right.
You could have him take out the Usos with the briefcase backstage, then you can have him, like, you know, eliminate Sammy and whatever, lock him in a room, and then just go out and hit Roman with the briefcase, hit him where the chair 20 times, and Roman still beats him.
Sure.
That would all be fine.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Theory was never the right man for the Money in the Bank briefcase.
No.
We've been talking about, like, you know, maybe they'll do a match where he loses it, but those are always dumb as well.
Right.
This is even dumber.
Right.
This is stupider than the Otis court case with JBL.
The streak continues.
The streak continues. When's the last time we've had a successful men's cash in?
When was the last time the winner actually deserved to win it?
It was Big E 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Or I mean, it was last year. Think of how many times
I guess technically the last one was
the
Big
last
E
one. Was yeah. one.
But still, there's been a lot of screw ups lately.
Well, like the whole Braun Strowman one.
The last two cashed in.
That's right, because Miz took it from Otis.
Yeah, Otis.
That still that was an issue.
Right,
correct.
But no, I mean, you're cashing in on a belt you've already had. It's a title shot you could have by just simply walking to the ring.
Yep.
He was never the guy that should have had the Money in the Bank briefcase, but he should have at least cashed it in on the actual title that you're supposed to cash it in on.
Correct.
Or at least let him take the U.S. title. Who gives a shit?
Right, right.
You know, if you're trying to be like, oh, the U.S. title is just as important.
I mean, it makes...
Then, like, let him cash in on it. And then we'll start a new thing about the main title's too big for the Money in the Bank, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're going to start cashing in on mid titles.
But does Triple H hate Austin? He must.
He
hate
has to.
Austin
he has
Theory.
To.
Well, but he's one of his guys.
Is he?
They tease.
Why? He was NXT. That Triple H is, you know...
I guess.
When Triple H was in charge of NXT, he hired him. He put him with Johnny Gargano in that stable and all that stuff.
He was in the way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a great stable.
Wait, hold on. I'm still getting used to this. One second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Why not just do the thing that we thought and have Cody beat Roman? Biggest win ever. Is that because they just want it to end? Like having Theory's music.
I don't think they would want Theory to have like the main event match.
It's
of
not the main event match. It's just a little side attraction.
Come on, last match of the night.
Come on,
start a new match.
But no, I think the only reason why you would do it this way to make Theory look like a complete piece of shit is if you're releasing him.
Right, right.
Because why would you make him look this bad? Like, if you weren't going to release him, it's like, okay, look, it's not your time, you know, but we're going to still have you cash in on Roman, because even if you lose, that's still an exciting thing.
I have a question.
You have a theory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I have an Austin theory.
No, one more.
Can I get one?
Nice. No, no.
Wait, you, no, that was...
No, it was the. It was that one. It was
stupid,
that.
Stupid, stupid, yeah. Sorry. Stupid, thank you. Stupid.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, it meant to be punny. So...
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Came back.
Yeah.
Was that, came back to haunt you.
They could, and they've done it. They've done worse they've than done this it. Before.
Yes.
Give it back to
right, me. They've done it before, yeah.
Like, oh, interference. Oh, they never accepted it.
Right.
Some
right.
bullshit like that.
Didn't they do
like
that with The Miz?
Probably, yeah.
I think that happened with
they just gave it right back to him. Yeah. Even though he completely
They're
failed.
Like, it wasn't an official cash in, even though the bell rang and you lost.
Yeah, the bell rang and he lost. Like, but you know what I mean? He can say, well, there was interference. But I mean, what, half the unsuccessful cash ins involved interference. Okay, and they never gave him another cash in.
Right, right.
I thought the smartest play that they could have done with it, and they teased it, they had him show up in NXT with the briefcase.
Sure.
Yeah.
Technically, that's a main title for NXT.
Correct.
Sure.
You know, you don't think he's ready to be WWE champion, Universal champion, whatever. You don't have anything for him on Raw. Send him back to NXT.
Sure.
Rebuild him.
Right.
Rebrand him.
Yes.
But no, apparently they're fucking boners for Braun Breaker.
No one gives a fuck about Braun Breaker. No one gives a fuck about NXT. No one's watching it.
Hold on.
Stop trying to make Braun Breaker happen.
But it's even if they were trying to make him happen, he's not going to be champ forever. So why not have Theory come in, take the title, say something like, you know, Roman's never around, I can't take that title.
Right.
Unless I fly to Saudi Arabia or something.
Plus, when I took
the NXT title, and then Braun can win it back in 2 months or less.
When was Money in the Bank?
July. June?
Was it that late?
June or July.
Not this year, right? Was it right before SummerSlam again, or did they move it up? Either way, he still had 8 months left to cash it in. You didn't have to do it right now.
Correct.
It's not like it was like, oh, we fucked up. There's only like a month left. We better have, July. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you. I mean, you still could have.
No, it's July. He's got
so much time.
7-8 months left.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe they are releasing him. Maybe there's a big wave of cuts coming.
I just don't understand why.
You can't keep bringing all these people back and having all these people hang around.
Yeah.
I really think they give it back. I don't see how else they get around that.
I don't get it.
They would have done it on Instagram or something by now.
No, I can see them waiting and doing it
on the US title, which I think the more prestigious title is Money in the Bank contract holder.
Yeah.
You cashed it in for something that means less than the Money in the Bank contract.
Right.
That's so fucking stupid.
Hey, Joe, check this out. See that dollar?
Yeah.
I will give you two quarters.
Oh.
It's like if you won the... It's like if you won the
shiny?
Yeah. It's like if you won the Powerball. You know, you won the $2 billion Powerball, and someone's like, hey, I'll give you $1,000 for that ticket. Well, I don't want to drive to Austin. Here you go.
Right. I mean, that's $1,000 right now.
Right now. You never know what can happen to those tickets. It can fade, fly away.
Right.
And I'm not crying for Theory here. It's just bad booking.
Bad booking.
Bad booking. There's no difference, really, between Triple H and Vince McMahon at this point.
Right.
Yeah. I don't see one, because... Vince is gone. 90% of the show still sucks. In this case, I think it was pretty much 100% on Raw this week. And then every once in a while, something great will happen where we're like, oh my God, that was great. Maybe things will change. And then no, it doesn't change.
You know, if I could quote friend of the show.
Oh. Al Snow?
Huh?
Al Snow?
No.
JTG?
No, keep going.
Go no, canceled, no canceled people.
Didn't he get uncanceled?
Uncanceled?
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, someone once said.
Former friend of the show.
Former friend of the show. Someone once said, a lot of wrestling sucks.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all they said.
They stopped right there. End scene.
The end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Very confusing times in WWE.
Yeah. So let's recap the rest of this bullshit. But before we do that, we have to thank a few new patrons. Brand spanking new. So thank you to.
Oh, I thought that was someone's name.
Yeah.
Brand spanking.
That was probably Braun someone.
Spanking.
Yeah.
Spanker.
Well, speaking of Braun, I guess he could do it. Yeah. He could do the announcements.
Okay. All right. So we have a big thank you to Jack Mason. Oh, yeah. And then we got Andre Palazzolo. And then we Fabian Ortiz. Did I hear sub? Oh, snap. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. You're crazy, man. And you got the three of you. You're going to get these hands. But Fabian, congratulations on the year sub. That's so amazing. Hey, there's no Hulkamaniacs here.
It just reminded me of when Braun...
Is it almost Enbron now?
Yeah, whoever. Sure, whoever.
No, anyone with a big dick.
If you're over 6'5", you get that voice.
Reminded me of a few years ago when Braun was cutting that backstage promo, and he was like talking about he was going to murder everyone, and then he's like, and Miz, I just want to congratulate you on the reveal of your new child.
Yeah.
Such a nice monster.
Sweet monster.
Of course, Fabian Ortiz waits, you know, a whole year to hear his name called, and Andrew's like,
and your name is Fabian Ortiz.
Yes. Again, if you didn't understand Braun, Jack Manson, Andre Palazzolo, and Fabian Ortiz did a year sub. So special thanks to Fabian. If you want to be like them, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We have a weekly AEW recaps, pay-per-view recaps like Saudi Mania. Go check that out.
Yeah.
And a shit ton of brackets that everyone loves. Worst promo brackets are everyone's favorite, so go check that out first. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Boom.
All right, so Raw opens with the Usos and Solo Sikoa.
Yeah.
Still no Sami Zayn.
No.
Maybe they're going to make some sort of storyline out of it, but they brag about Crown Jewel, and they say they're going to beat the New Day on SmackDown to become the longest reigning tag team champions. And they're only doing this match again, I guess, because New Day is the one that has the record. So apparently it's only a week away. If they beat the New Day, then they'll break New Day's record.
Sure.
Or at least that's what they're saying.
Right.
So New Day comes out and says the Usos will not be their longest reigning tag team champs. Mm. And they talk trash, but we've seen this feud too many times to care.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, that's true.
Jimmy mentions that Xavier used to have a crown, and Jay says, if the Usos didn't forfeit the match, there would be no Kofi Mania. And it took me a few seconds to even remember what he was talking about. It was that gauntlet when Vince made Kofi go through a couple of gauntlets.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And then one of them, the Usos, like, came out, and they were like, we're going to forfeit this match because we respect Kofi.
Oh, they were good?
Yeah.
For like
or
5
good,
minutes.
Good, or something. Good-ish. Yeah, good-ish. Something like that. Yeah.
Respect. Respect.
We yeah. respect. Yeah, and it was like, oh, we respect you. Oh,
good-ish yeah. on day one-ish.
That's right.
Yeah.
But to make things worse, out comes Matt Riddle with his bongs.
Ah! Comedy bullshit!
And the rest is just shit.
Shit. Mm.
It goes to shit.
It's like he actually was pretty good for a few months when he was feuding with Rollins because he was angry.
Yeah.
He was angry.
Now he's like a bumbling idiot again.
We need more angry wrestlers.
Yeah, right.
All wrestlers should be angry.
Should be angry.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah. Right.
You should always be angry unless you just won the belt. You just won a big match.
Are you champion?
No.
Then you're angry.
Then you're angry.
You know, the only person that actually did it well this week was Bayley.
Can these wrestlers...
She was, like, straight up, like, sad the entire episode.
She was super depressed.
Yeah, that was good.
I think because of also the segment she was in, but yeah, probably.
Can these wrestlers start doing steroids and cocaine again? Drinking till 7 in the morning?
Yeah, and can we have wrestling companies not be publicly traded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that they could do more shit?
Correct.
So Woods taps on Riddle's bong, Kofi taps on his bong, and then Jimmy starts doing a fast beat, and Riddle says, hey, you know the rules. Tap, tap, pass.
I like the other one better.
Hold on.
It's more sad.
It's so much worse.
They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Yeah.
So then Jay slaps Riddle's bong away, and Riddle says, no one slaps my bong. And somewhere Randy Orton was at home watching and...
Stupid! Stupid, stupid,
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah. So then, of course, we have Matt Riddle and the New Day versus Solo Sikoa and the Usos.
Holy shit.
What?
It went on for fucking ever.
Yeah, it was a 35-minute match.
Well, hold on. So Riddle hits Jimmy with an RKO, but Solo hits Riddle with the spinning Solo for the win.
Mm-hmm.
The opening segment and this match, 42 minutes.
Oof.
The first 42 minutes of Raw was this.
Right.
One match.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Were they shorthanded this week?
Someone's plane. Did someone get held hostage in Saudi?
Yeah.
There's a whole plane.
They brought seven guys back.
You can have one plane. One plane go back while we wait for check to cash.
Yeah, I don't know. 42 fucking minutes. I guess that's what happens when Raw's 3 hours long.
We have not heard from Vince in a while. So we will need a proof of life before we send the plane.
Jesus. I bet they can't wait till that contract is up.
No.
Which is still like...
Who, the Saudis or WWE?
You ever hear of mutual
disagreement? Because we want
their new deal. Yeah.
So, yeah, we next up we have Baron Corbin versus Cedric Alexander.
Where the hell have you been?
There's a couple of those this week.
He's been on main event, actually.
That's still a thing?
Still watching?
You're on
still
Peacock? Watching?
I still watch. It's my favorite WWE show because it's the shortest one.
Right.
It's only an hour.
Turn it on every week. You're like, I wish I knew how to quit you.
Half of it is just video packages.
Yeah. You turn it on hoping that you'll see that Jack Swagger versus Rusev match.
Yeah. Oh my God. Live. One of the
greatest
in
matches that no one ever saw.
Right.
JBL cuts an in-ring promo and he tells the crowd to get up off their Philly losing to Texas feet for Corbin.
Mm.
That was not bad.
Right.
And you know, we know it was gonna happen. At least this match had a cool finish. Cedric jumped through the second rope, but Corbin caught him in midair and hit the end of days.
Yeah, that was cool.
So, sure. Pretty good. Next up, we have the Seth Rollins United States Open Challenge. And I'm like, okay, who's going to return? Because lately when Triple H has done this, people have returned here. It's not just some random person comes out.
Right.
Like with, you know, Emma returned for Ronda's thing. And it's like, who's going to come out here?
Yeah.
And then the Judgment Day comes out.
Oh, and the pain hit your stomach.
Yeah. And I'm already feeling sick again. I'm already feeling a little. Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
My last two meals. Oh, just right up.
Yeah.
So Finn Balor tells Seth, a few years ago, you cost me gold. So now I'm going to cost you gold.
You got to tell me more about this Judgment Day diet.
Yeah. And it's like, what is he even talking about?
Right.
What are we...
Didn't he beat Rollins for the first Universal?
He did.
Yeah, but they also feuded for the IC title and the tag titles.
I'm sure.
So I don't know which one he's talking about.
No.
But then the OC comes out and Rollins leaves.
So they all want a title shot.
Yeah.
No, Rollins is like, none of them?
Yeah. Okay.
Rollins like just sneaks out of the ring. Okay, this is not for me.
So AJ Styles says, we've been looking for someone to solve our Rhea Ripley problem, and we still haven't found her, but she found the OC.
Didn't like that word,
and then,
wording.
No, it didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't. Still haven't found her. No, she found us. We found her when she found us.
Yeah.
Look, her mom called me, and then, no.
So then a woman in a hoodie attacks Rhea Ripley. You can see the blue hair. You know it's not Sasha Banks.
Correct.
There's only one other option.
Because, A, if Sasha Banks did come back, it would not be to team up with the OC to fight Judgment Day.
Right.
No. So it's Mia Yim.
It would be to join Bayley in War Games.
Maybe. But it's Mia Yim!
Oh! Bottom right?
That was crickets.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, no one reacted.
Yeah.
They were in Philly, like the hottest crowd me and Eric have ever seen.
Right.
Was that Royal Rumble in Philly? My God, that was like the loudest WWE show ever.
Well, you know.
And the crowd went mild.
All those years on the main roster.
The crowd went home.
Yeah. All those years on the main roster not having any matches.
Exactly.
I mean, how could they forget her?
Yeah.
No, seriously, like, she's nobody. That's right. Not a big reveal.
No.
They never established her on the main roster.
No, they didn't.
She was the Reckoning, or what was she? And then...
Right.
And then nothing. Gone.
Well, what's funny is she's feuding with the stable from which she stole Damian Priest's finisher. Because they gave his finisher name and made it her name.
Correct.
And then they couldn't call his finisher her name anymore.
That's why it worked out perfectly. That's why he's like, no, we need to fight this bitch. She stole my finisher's name as her name of her character.
Later in a
that
backstage,
was never used
in a backstage segment that only aired on social media,
as it should.
Mia Yim said, "I'm here to get some retribution."
Oh wink, no! Wink.
And it's but that no, sucked. Don't remind us of the thing that sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, remember I sucked bad.
Remember when I was in the worst stable ever?
Yeah. How much suck was it?
Oh yeah, I mean
they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
That's a lot of suck.
We got Homer twice.
Retribution makes Judgment Day look like Degeneration X in its prime.
Yeah,
I
agree.
How bad Retribution is.
Retribution is a fucking horror show. It starts out as 27 people, 5'2".
It was all Malcolm Bivens and
the next week. Omos was a part of it. And you're like, who the fuck is this giant?
Yeah.
He's gone 2 weeks later.
Uh-huh.
Then The Miz just was on camera behind a mask for no reason on one episode. Because you want to be like, oh, The Miz. And then you realize it's just a bunch of no ones. And then poor
Dijakovic.
He suffered for our sins.
Yeah. Right.
We'll talk about him a little later.
Yeah.
We will?
Yeah, we will. In other segments.
Yeah.
So everyone brawls. The OC stands. Some tea bar trivia.
Where the hell has he been?
Which animal did he scream out in that promo? Birds!
Yeah.
You both just go, birds!
My trivia is, where is he now? And that's not trivia. I want to know. I was curious if you guys
seen him? He was doing valet outside.
Oh,
Andrews.
Right, of course.
Damn.
After he finished the lawn.
Remember, he parked both of your cars.
Yeah.
Andrew, feast your eyes on the cleaning job I did on your sink.
Pretty good.
The bathroom is cleaner.
Yeah.
I clean out the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Feast your eyes on that.
Right.
Anyway, I'm leaving.
Yeah. So, yeah, they brawl. The OC stands tall after AJ gives Dominic a Styles clash.
Sure.
But again, what does Mia Yim even have to do with the OC? Why does she want to fight Rhea Ripley? Has she just been watching Raw and she's like, these guys suck?
Yeah.
I want to beat them up.
She's like, I used to like watching this show.
She's been like,
I can either go beat her up or start a podcast about it. Oh, someone already did the podcast.
By the way, there was a TNA commercial. I'm sorry, not TNA, Impact commercial.
Yeah.
For Impact Wrestling.
Yeah.
Starring Mia Yim.
It was in the commercial.
She was in the commercial.
Of course she was.
It's a little dated. Yeah. But no, I think Mia Yim was just like, she was just yelling the same thing Joe was during those segments. Hit her!
Yeah.
Hit her!
Yeah.
So later backstage, Byron Saxton interviews the Judgment Day. Let's take a listen.
They haven't discovered anything.
Discovered.
All they've discovered is more problems. Now, they've got 8 problems. No, they've got 16 problems. No. They've got 99 problems, and they don't have a solution for any of them. They've solved nothing. Those clowns, I mean, it's nothing. What happened yesterday, what happens today, what happens tomorrow will always be the same. The OC will fall to the Judgment Day and we will always rise.
They think they found someone who can take on mommy? Uh-uh. No.
Wait a minute. Swear to God, who's the new woman in their stable?
Rhea Ripley?
No, who was just talking?
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. For 1 second, I'm like, wait, that's Ripley? I thought she had an accent.
Yeah.
This sounds like a woman.
They all sucked. Ripley was the only one that was, decent in this segment.
You think they could take on my mommy?
Yeah.
Google.
Right.
I kept waiting for that one guy to show up and be like, this is the moment. The moment.
Yeah.
That's all that was missing. What a redundant interview.
Yeah.
How dare you try to beat up my mommy? She's my mommy. I think my mommy makes me come.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways.
Yes. And the show has hit a new low.
Oh, look at that. Pronounced dead. 8:31 p.m.
Yeah, so they walk away, times. But then Rhea has like a 5-second face-off with Bianca Belair, so they're teasing that again.
Again.
And then even later, Byron interviews the OC with Mia Yim, and Mia says, we'll see how tough Rhea is against someone who can hit her back.
You know who can hit her back? Any of you!
Right. Yeah.
In fact, better than Mia Yim could.
Correct.
I would assume.
It's a TV show.
Especially Gallows, he's TV fucking show. Huge.
Yeah.
You know, one, right. Bam, and she's out.
Right.
For life.
Like, you could have Corbin become the biggest face in the company. Just go out there and give Rhea the end of days. And then look at Finn and be like, what are you going to do about it, you piece of shit?
Nothing. I'm leaving.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Good Brothers want to go out drinking. And Mia's like, oh, drinks are on me. And then AJ's like, oh, but they really drink. I mean, Carl Anderson will pass out. And then his wife will, like, you know, get a Sharpie and write cheater all over his face.
And put it all over his Twitter.
And put it all over social media. And right. Then 24 hours later, she'll take it down. And then they'll post a picture of them as a happy family as if nothing happened.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is the most toxic relationship.
She's a psycho.
Happy holidays. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag my perfect family.
Hashtag nothing wrong. Hashtag not a cheater.
Hashtag cheater. Edited. Hashtag not a cheater.
Yeah. Hashtag Sharpie free home.
Hashtag just kidding.
Hashtag fuck, you did it again.
Hashtag April Fools in December.
Next up, we have Otis versus Elias. This was only a few minutes. And despite Riddle early in the show talking about how him and Elias are best friends now.
Yeah.
He's not out there to support him.
No, absolutely not.
And Chad Gable hopped on the apron, so Elias hit him with his knee off the top rope, but he missed by a mile. It was not good. And then Otis won with the world's slowest slam. Strongest slam. Hold on.
Elias tried to pick him up as if he was Andre the friggin' Giant.
Yeah.
Like, he's Otis. Like, Elias can pick him up.
Right.
Elias can body slam him.
Correct.
No problem. Elias is a very big, muscly dude.
Go on.
But he acts like he's Andre the Giant. He's like, too much.
My back.
500 pounds.
It's like in the video game, like, if you were, like, a smaller guy trying to pick up a bigger guy, they'd be like,
Right.
And again, Elias walks to the ring with his entrance music. Is this?
Blech. Right. That's not...
Why did you even bring him back if you're just going to bury him like you buried his fucking brother?
Right. Yeah. I hope he's doing okay.
Me too. He's still in the hospital.
Still in the hospital.
And I'm also trying to, like, you know, I want them to finish that off. Like, I want to know where his character was going.
Oh, really?
Right.
Ezekiel. That's never going to happen.
I want to know.
Yeah. Next up, we have Bianca Belair, Alexa, and Asuka. They come out to the ring and they call out Damage Control. So Damage Control comes out and... Dakota Kai tells Belair, you still haven't beaten Bayley. So I guess she didn't watch. She didn't watch.
She didn't pin her?
She didn't watch.
I bet she was she supposed to say the match, you still haven't the
match,
pinned.
Either match.
No, because she pinned her last month, right? She pinned her.
I don't know. I don't, did she?
Probably. Well, she's beaten her a few times now.
Right. I mean, we have like 8 years worth of prediction sheets here. So.
I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
And even their last feud, Belair beat her like 3 times.
Right.
Before the return and all this, but...
Yeah.
So then Io and Asuka get into a shouting match. Wait for it. What?
Bitch. Oh, there's the English word.
Oh my God.
An English word.
Did anyone else have a miniature heart attack thinking like your preferred porn was playing through your TV speaker?
Just me.
Just me.
Someone translated what they were saying.
Okay.
And I don't know how accurate this is, but...
Probably not.
But okay, so it's like... Okay, Asuka, is that so? You can't beat us by your true ability, you morons. Hold on. Io, you know you always say what you want. How about you admit that you lost? Asuka, Oh, Japanese it is. You speak Japanese? Of course I can. It's obvious I can speak Japanese. Didn't you know that? You can speak Japanese? I didn't know that. Of course I can. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Don't patronize me. This is all I'm going to say. stupid.
Oh, my God.
Wait. They were just like, hey, no one else knows what we're saying. Let's just say what the fuck ever. Right.
Can we get Asuka saying stupid, replace it with Randy?
Baka, Korea. I think it's longer than Orton's.
Korea, Carlos Correa. No?
bottom right.
Carlos Correa.
Who are you?
Right.
So everyone brawls, and the good girls, they win in like 5 seconds.
Of course.
They knock damage control out of the ring. And then Belair, and now I wish I would have gotten the audio, because I like Bianca Belair, and most of the time she's really good, but this was awful. Belair's like, this isn't a match. This is war, and this is ending at War Games.
Oh, it's so underwhelming.
That was crickets.
Yeah. And no one cared.
Right. You know, and make that War Games match better.
Yeah.
If they had wieners.
I mean, they literally...
Like, we are going to have wieners.
Oh.
Because at Survivor Series, it's... Wiener War Games!
Wiener Games.
Wiener Games.
Wiener War!
Yeah.
So we're each going to have four wieners?
Yeah, there's going to be three teams of four different... Or four different... Or three
sections of four different...
Three different teams of hot dogs.
Wow. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Jesus. Yeah, so... I mean, they brawled for 5 seconds. This is war. Yeah. 5 seconds. Like, you didn't even need refs or anyone to split you up.
Why not have
Joe?
Yeah. This is war. Why not have like even Stephanie to her music? Right. Have her come out. And be like, ladies, there's only what? This deep too. There's only one way to solve this problem.
Wait, I think you need to go deeper.
I think
you have to go deeper for Stephanie.
I'm trying to know.
Ladies, it's me, Stephanie McMahon. There's only one way to settle this predicament.
Yeah.
Straight from hell.
And then Triple H could do it for the men.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they didn't do that.
No, why would they do
that? Well, they still have three people that aren't on these teams yet, so there's that, right?
No, there's only one person missing. I think they're just going to do 4-on-4, right?
No, there's 5-on-5.
They listed it.
Oh, they did.
And they showed two dark outs, you know, two like shadowy people for the win.
For the win. Team. Okay, so.
And what do they usually do?
And then Bailey's missing one person.
One time they did three teams of three, so.
Right. So they've done a 4-on-4 and a 5-on-5?
I believe so, yeah. Oh. Yeah, because 1 year was Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
Or a couple, so. Well, the first time it was. It was 3-3-3, and it was Undisputed Era. Then it was Undisputed Era 4v4. But, yeah, no, I guess it's going to be 5-on-5. So Damage Control needs one more, and Belair's group needs two more. And one of them is obviously going to be Becky Lynch. That'll be the last one revealed.
Right.
Is her coming back. Mm.
And so let's see. Oh, since that feud kind of started, I guess Bianca's also going to have Dana Brooke.
Oh, God.
You know, because Nikki...
No, but Candice LeRae.
Oh, maybe.
Candice LeRae. Bailey needs one more.
So Becky and Candice LeRae.
Dude, that would be, if it is Sasha, if Bailey gets Sasha, they get Becky, that'd be pretty fucking cool. That'd be pretty huge.
It would.
That'd be pretty badass.
Like, realistically, who would they get?
Becky and?
No, Charlotte. Like for damage control. Oh,
Charlotte, maybe.
Well, Sasha, if she's coming back, it'd be perfect. No?
She said something big is in the works, but it's like, well, if that was her returning, like, I mean, that's just kind of business as usual for Sasha. So, she's a runway model now, so yeah. So anyways, after she says War Games, Nikki Cross attacks Belair from behind, and then Damage Control beats up the good girls.
Yeah.
So... I mean, it's only three weeks until this pay-per-view, so
these
women got to start returning soon unless Becky's like the surprise at the show, which could be.
They've done that so many times.
But I think that's true, and I think everyone knows she's coming back. They played her fucking promo at Saudi Arabia.
But, like, no Sammy, so now they have 3 weeks to get Sammy dropped from, you know... The maybe, bloodline? Yeah,
but maybe they don't do it yet.
Yeah, because if you do 5-on-5, Roman, the Usos, Solo, and Sami.
You could have the Sami turn there. That'd be pretty cool, too. Right. There's a lot of options. Next up, we have...
That count as a Roman loss, then?
No. It's not for his belt, and it's not a singles match.
Right. Yeah.
They'll probably still end up fucking winning. He doesn't have... Only one person gets pinned, right?
Yeah, so, true. True.
Next up, we have Austin Theory versus Shelton Benjamin. Theory raked Shelton's eyes without the ref seeing, and he won with the ATL. This was just to make Theory look good for later, so, you know, to where he gets embarrassed and looks like a complete jackass.
Right.
Next up, we have The Miz versus Johnny Gargano. And this is another reason why I have lost faith in Triple H. Mm. Because if anyone is Triple H's boy, it's Little Johnny.
Yeah.
Little Johnny.
The first NXT Triple Crown winner.
Uh-huh.
Most, like, main events at the time that Johnny Gargano was around.
Right, yeah.
For takeovers. And they've ruined him. Gargano comes out now, and I have another bad feeling in my stomach. Mm-hmm. Because he's just a corny fuck.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing now. Yeah. And our fans ask us, like, what do you guys see in Johnny? I don't get it. And I agree with, there's no defense right now.
There is not.
Because if you haven't watched him in NXT, especially his feud with Ciampa, think he sucks.
This isn't NXT Johnny. This isn't NXT Ciampa.
No.
Like, it's like they've completely reinvented them for the worse.
And Ciampa had hip surgery, so I don't know how long that's going to put him out for. Maybe ever. Just a couple months, but hopefully when he does, they do something. But for now, it's awful.
Yeah.
Before the match, Miz denies that Gargano's claim. He denies the claim that Gargano made from last week. And he says, even my father believes Johnny. It's like, all right, that was years ago. Years ago.
Quit trying to make your dad happen.
It's over.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
Frogman?
He makes sandwiches. Right. He got his ass beat by Shane McMahon. So then Miz says he met with a big Hollywood movie producer to tell his side of the story. But then Gargano comes out and he's like, oh, I need to blow the whistle on myself. And he does. And it's just terrible.
It's not great.
And Gargano says that big Hollywood movie producer was actually a private investigator that I hired, and she had a hidden camera.
Right.
It's like, Miz, like, okay, I get it. He's a dumb heel, but he's dumb enough to believe that a Hollywood producer wants to make a movie about Dexter Lumis attacking him?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, if he was like, Lifetime contacted me, and they want to make...
yeah.
Right, right.
Or like... Vice TV contact. They want to make a Dark Side of the Ring about this.
Yeah.
That would have kind of been funny.
Right. It would have.
So then Gargano's like, oh, let me pull up my universal remote that works with this Titantron here. And he plays the video and we watch Miz admitting to the private investigator that he paid Dexter Lumis to attack him for publicity.
You know, if this was the Attitude Era, Miz would have met a woman at a bar. And she would have hooked up with him.
Yeah.
And Johnny would have been like, hey, you know that woman who was all over you? Well, I hired her. And now you got chlamydia, you son of a bitch.
And you also fucked Maurice, so now Maurice has chlamydia. Right.
And then I fucked Maurice, and now I have chlamydia.
Oh, but it was worth it.
I mean, for God's sakes. I cave.
And here's footage of me fucking your wife and getting chlamydia.
And then backstage, Candice LeRae just goes, fuck!
Now I have chlamydia.
Now I have chlamydia.
And at Survivor Series, we're going to have penicillin on a pole. You better believe it.
Wow.
Excellent. Excellent.
Wow.
They better do all of these.
Please. Oh. God.
And also when Dexter Lumis choked you out, we took you to a hospital and we untied your tubes. So now, we reversed the vasectomy.
Oh God.
So now Maurice is pregnant and your baby has chlamydia.
Oh, poor babies.
I mean, the Attitude Era was crazy.
It was crazy.
It was. That was crazy.
Everyone getting chlamydia. Oh,
for real.
So yeah. I hate Triple H.
Damn Kielbasa Queen.
Kielbasa Queen.
I hate Triple H.
Gone forever.
For making me, like, hate Johnny Gargano now.
I know.
This whole thing has just been an absolute train
wreck. We said, like, this feud is going to have a terrible payoff. Yeah. It certainly did.
Yeah.
So what is the truth now? I don't even know the truth. The truth is Johnny stopped paying him,
so now Dexter's really after him. So for reals this time.
The truth is exactly what Johnny said last episode.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It's terrible.
Oh.
The only way they could possibly save this is, like, just have him and Ciampa reunite and do something with that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Or Miz, just pay the fucking guy, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. Aren't you rich?
Yeah.
So Miz doesn't even respond to all of this. We go to commercial and we come back. The match is starting. And this end of the match, it looks like the Miz is getting pulled under the ring.
Yeah.
But then he comes out holding an object that connects the ring post to the turnbuckle. Mm-hmm.
And wrench.
The ref sees Miz holding it in his hands.
Yeah.
But then the Miz tells him there's something under the ring. And the ref believes the monster under my bed trick. And then Miz hits Gargano with the foreign object and gets the win.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different, like, oh no, I'm stuck looking under the ring. And then Miz.
Maybe that's what the ref was hoping for.
Right.
What are you going to do, Step Miz? So after the match, Dexter Lumis comes out from the crowd and he hits Miz in the back with a chair and then runs away from security.
Very, very softly.
Why is he running away from security? Didn't he get a contract?
No.
No.
They never had the match.
Oh, so like he's still just not a part of WWE?
He's still some guy who always finds a way to break into the building.
Random guy that breaks into the backstage and is able to break out. Yeah. As well.
Correct.
Even when he ran away, it's like, well, you're going to the backstage area?
There's where all the 50 wrestlers guys are? Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess he's just the greatest criminal mind of the century.
He must be.
Yeah.
Luthor.
So next up, we have Nikki Cross versus Dana Brooke for the 24/7 championship. And it's hilarious because Dana Brooke looks like a different person every time we see her.
Right.
Every 6 months. She looks like a totally new person.
I think this is the best version of her.
It might be.
She looked pretty good.
Might be.
Yeah. They finally.
There's old pictures of her before she had any plastic surgery, and she was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, everybody. But now it's just like.
She's eventually going to become the Batman villain Clayface.
Clayface.
Well, yeah, eventually. Yeah.
So this doesn't go long. Nikki hits her twisting neck breaker to win the stupid belt. Damage Control's out there to support her. Bailey gives her the belt. She just puts it on Nikki's shoulder. Nikki doesn't even look at it. And then later backstage, Nikki is walking with Damage Control, and they walk past a trash can. And the plan was for Nikki to drop the 24/7 championship in the trash can and walk away. However, she missed the fucking trash can.
I have a question.
That she was standing next to.
Okay. I get it. I get what they were just, I don't give a fuck. It's going to fall off my shoulder.
Yeah.
I get that. What was she looking at, first of all?
Has she never been in an arena? That's her thing.
Yeah. No, she's like, wow, this place is big. Is this backstage? What the fuck?
That's her new thing now. She comes out to the ring and then she's like,
This is why bad direction and bad producing is.
Yeah.
Nikki, I want you to kind of nonchalantly dump it, but you got to hit the cam. Nikki. I don't care if you stare at the fucking can and drop it in. It's got to go in the garbage.
Not to mention, this is, like, why wasn't this pre-taped? Right. This is like a 10-second clip.
Right.
Why didn't they just pre-tape this?
Or unless
this is like a last-minute decision.
I mean, they did 30 takes. That was the best one.
Yeah. Or Triple H is like, you know what? That's even funnier. Fuck it. No one gives a fuck.
I'm surprised Bailey didn't like pick it up. Like, because they all looked back and they're like, oh, it missed. And they're all just going to like, I guess we're just going to go with it.
Yeah.
But you know what they haven't done yet? Say she's a part of their team. Like, say she's a part of Damage Control.
Right.
Like, they're really just saying she's a part of War Games.
She's an intern.
Right. It's something weird like that.
You know what you also could have done if the show wasn't fucking PG anymore is, like, later they're like, Nikki's, like, beating the belt with a hammer, and then they're like, what are you doing that you just won the belt? And then Nikki puts a piece of tape over it and just writes, hardcore.
Mm. Oh. And then the music hits, and they all start getting... No,
oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Let's start getting hardcore right now.
Yeah.
At least the belt's gone, though.
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe.
Unless that was the plan.
No.
But no, so Dana Brooke, WWE posted they posted this video on their social media of her missing the trash can. And then Dana Brooke commented on the post on Instagram.
What'd she say?
And she said, "Everything I've worked for and tried to elevate, literally in the trash." And then like the angry emoji.
Sorry, Dana. Everything like, you've worked, right. Is this what you've worked for?
You know, they couldn't
you should get a new job.
They couldn't do the ultimate payoff because R-Truth was waiting in the garbage. He was supposed to like pop up with the belt, you know, like, ha-ha, finders keepers. But she missed the trash can.
And run away.
Yeah.
And then we'll never know who was the final champion. You know why? Because who gives a fuck? Right. Yeah.
They could have just given it to Omos, and every week they just show him walking around backstage and no one ever challenges him.
Right.
Like,
right.
Never. It's always just like 10 seconds. Nope, no one. Okay, cool.
It's almost got to be someone better than that, though, because it's fucking Omos.
Yeah. I mean, Braun. Yeah. Like, my idea Braun. For Braun on the That's last episode of Raw, but do it with the belt. Yeah. I think but it's like, I'm finished with you. Like, he yells it at the belt.
He throws it off a bridge.
And then eats it.
Nom, 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 nom. Mine.
It's only like, Braun, didn't you have another belt that was green in the. What are you talking about? Forget it.
Yeah. Does it say it's over or does it still say present?
It says present. Okay. Current holder, Nikki Cross. Time held 23 hours. Yeah. So,
well, if it's on the website, that must be real.
Yeah. Holy shit, 114 championship holders.
Longest reign, 203 days.
Sure. That's when no one gave a fuck about it.
Yeah.
Wow. Who is that, R-Truth or
Carmella? No, I think it was
Carmella.
Who's the jumpy, flippy guy?
Oh, Reggie?
I think it was Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie. He's been gone, too. Oh, yeah.
And this is like her fourth, fifth,
well, come
sixth.
On. Let's not even.
Don't even go there.
Finally, we have Seth Rollins comes back out to do his United States Open Challenge.
Yeah.
And he says this month marks 10 years of Seth Rollins in WWE.
Mm. And does he get a big celebration episode like everyone else?
I don't know. Right.
He should.
Hey, can I come back? I really want to come back for Seth Rollins' tenure.
Yeah.
Hey, Rollins, remember the gobbledygooker? No, I wasn't here for that. That sucked ass. Remember when I fucked all those women? Yes, Vince. Why are you here?
Yeah, you had me film it. What's your point?
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that they had this earlier in the show, oh, we couldn't do the open challenge. We're going to do it later. It's the main event. This is 10 years of Seth Rollins. I'm like, who's coming out? Now I'm getting too excited, and I'm like worried that they're blowing the Cody thing too soon.
Right.
And I'm like, what is this? Cody? Like, who else could have? Did they make a deal with AEW to get Moxley to show up? Like, what is happening?
What is going on?
And then Mustafa Ali appears on the Titantron.
Yeah. Not him. No.
And Ali says he's answering the open challenge. Well, if you are, why not go out there, dummy?
Right.
Why would you say it backstage?
Yeah.
Go. But then someone pulls Ali off screen, beats him up, and then Bobby Lashley walks into frame.
No.
Yeah, no, please, no.
And then Lashley says he's winning his title back. Ali attacks him, but Lashley easily disposes of him. Mm. And then Lashley comes out after the break and beats the shit out of Rollins. The match never starts.
Yeah.
Lashley puts Rollins through the announce table. And then as he's leaving, Austin Theory comes out holding the briefcase and we go to commercial. And then when we come back, Theory cashes in the Money in the Bank contract. So he waited 4 minutes.
Commercial.
So he comes out. He waits 4 minutes
and then
Rollins to recover.
Should I?
Yeah. And it's like if you just would have walked out a few minutes sooner. You didn't even have to cash in. It's a free title shot.
You could have literally done it while Lashley was beating up Ali.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like, excuse me, guy, just going to scoop past here.
Or just do what they always do where it's like, I'm going to come out and, oh, Rollins, you a pussy? You a pussy? I'm not a pussy. Ring the bell. Pussy. Because Rollins is also acting like a face now.
Yeah, I don't.
So I don't know if they're turning Rollins' face.
I mean, after.
Or he's just going to be like a tweener where he kind of acts like this dick. Because he's also like really loving the crowd. He's not shitting on the crowd anymore.
That's true.
He's still like the cocky Rollins, but he's not shitting on the crowd.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. Like, that's
cocky
fine.
Without shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So the match starts. Theory goes for the ATL, but Rollins blocks it. Theory hits a pedigree, but Seth kicks out. Theory went for his rolling dropkick, but Rollins countered with a powerbomb. And then Seth goes for the curb stomp, but Theory counters with the ATL. He goes for the pin, but Lashley pulls the ref out of the ring, knocking him out. And then Lashley beats the shit out of Theory and makes him pass out to the Hurt Lock outside the ring.
Yeah.
The ref wakes up, starts counting Theory out. Theory slides in the ring right before 10, but then Rollins hits the curb stomp for the win.
That's it. Bing, bang.
If Rollins was the main champion,
bing, bang, boop.
If Rollins was the main champion,
yeah,
and all this stuff happened, it would have been pretty good.
Yeah,
sure.
But you're cashing in on a title that anyone could literally get at like
any point.
Anyone.
Yeah.
And everyone's had it.
I could probably tweet Rollins and get a title match.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Hey, get on that.
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a lot of faith in Triple H right now. Maybe he could turn around at some point, but the show's the same. The horrible written promos for most of the wrestlers, saying cringy shit. Johnny Gargano in the dumbest storyline going right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's not good.
Nope. It's not good product.
It's not good stuff.
We had faith. We wished for this. Our wizard powers worked. Nothing. All the women came forward.
Yeah.
And he's gone, and we still have to deal with it. I think maybe he's still in control, guys.
He did, tell you. Did that thing where he switched bodies with Triple H.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
he's got the...
He's still in control.
He's got the stock.
Pretty obvious.
He still has the majority of the stock.
Yeah.
51%.
Yeah.
Idiots. All right, let's give some awards.
Yeah.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Rhea Ripley. I'm not liking the dreadlock things that she has in her hair.
Racist. I had Bailey. I'm just kidding. I had Bailey. I thought she looks like my aunt.
Yeah.
No specific one, just in general.
Right. Oh, Aunt Bailey.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a genius.
I had Matt Riddle and his bongs or bongos. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
I had Mia Yim. She had a nice stomach.
She did have a good stomach.
I don't watch Impact, so I hadn't seen her in a while.
I had... Is this a mistake? I don't know. I might have been drunk as well. I have Dana Brooke.
Okay. Drunk Joe's back.
I like Belair's
outfit. He's back.
I like Belair's outfit, but then Alexa Bliss walked out in leather pants.
Mm.
That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
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 Worst acting.
I had Riddle.
Riddle.
I also had Riddle.
Yeah.
Sweep it. Fuck best acting.
You know, I went with Xavier Woods. I really liked the promo that he gave to the Usos. Mm. Talking about how, you know, like, well, I'll get into it here in a second, but...
Yeah.
I had Rollins, but no one really stood out
for me. No one stood out for me at all.
Rollins didn't really say much.
Right.
Worst comment?
When Johnny was giving his promo, every time he said, and, he was like...
Oh, my God, yes. That was so fucking... Oh, my God.
It was deplorable. Sweep it.
I hate him!
Yeah.
Yeah.
They found someone who can take on mommy?
Yeah.
Or that one.
That was
that one.
Yeah.
Best comments.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Well, Xavier Woods, you know, he was talking to, you know, Jimmy and Jay, and he's like, you know, we're first generation superstars. Like, we had to get here on our own. We had to break our own backs to get here. We didn't have uncles and cousins and daddies helping us and holding our hands and talking to people to get us in.
Yeah. Right.
I thought that was good.
Any second or third generation superhero is going to hear that.
Yeah.
If I had to pick something, like someone said at the end, like, what's gotten into, you know, Bobby Lashley? And Corey was like, Brock Lesnar.
Mm.
Like as if it was Brock Lesnar's problem.
Right.
Or fault that he's doing.
Yeah. Worst match?
Nikki Dana.
Yeah, that's what I had.
It's got to be, yeah, Nikki Dana for sure. Super slow-mo.
Otis Elias,
that's what I had.
I'm going with the six-man tag because it fucking went on forever.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
And then best match?
As a match, I think it was still Miz Johnny. As a match?
I would say Theory Rollins if it wasn't a stupid cash-in, so I'm going to say no, nothing.
I said Theory Shelton. They're both good wrestlers.
It was like a three-minute match.
I know, but they were still able to
showcase some good stuff. Bottom right it and sweep it.
Who are you?
Yeah, sweep that shit.
Overridden.
Worst move?
Elias missing the knee.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Yeah,
yeah, do both of yours, then I'll do mine.
Best move was, for me, it was the end of days. Cedric coming off the second rope, and then he caught him and hit the end of days.
I had that, and then Lashley putting Rollins through the table was pretty great, too.
Mm. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
I had, for my best move, I had throwing away the 24/7 title. For my worst move, I had missing the garbage can.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
Worst moment or segment?
The cash in.
Just cashing in for the U.S. title.
Cash in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then best moment or segment?
Who are you? Rollins winning?
Nope. Nope.
Theory failing?
Nope.
No. Yeah, there's
there wasn't anything great.
Mia, yeah. No.
I mean, I think this Raw could be summarized in just three words.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What did Roman think of this episode?
Oh, that's Roman?
I don't watch Raw.
Mm. Oh, man. Yeah,
but I mean, there had to have been something fun on the show, right? I mean,
there's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
No. That's true.
Fair enough.
Theory cashing in for the U.S. title.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Yeah, I agree,
JBL. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Damn. Everything relates.
Yeah.
To
I mean, I still like Johnny Gargano, you know?
You fucking mark!
Okay, all right, sorry.
Okay, yeah, calm down.
All right, I don't. Never mind. I don't like him anymore. Where is Kevin Owens? Where is Kevin Owens?
Even he says, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah. I don't want to be here anymore! Bring Stone Cold back, and I'll come back. Yeah. We'll have another match at WrestleMania.
Right.
And it'll still be the best thing on the show.
He's probably like, just wait for War Games. You'll forget all this shit.
Right. God, he has to come back for that.
God, please.
All right. Breaking news. Logan Paul revealed, and it's funny because he revealed it like right after the match, but he said that he tore the MCL and ACL in his right knee during his match with Roman Reigns.
Okay.
And he hasn't like taken it back or anything like that. There's also like a video of his girlfriend pushing him in a wheelchair. But if that's true, he's going to be gone for a while.
Yeah. So I guess the Pauls can't win the tag titles at Mania.
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was
what YouTuber is Roman fighting next?
They tweeted that. WWE tweeted that.
Yeah.
What YouTuber should fight Roman Reigns next?
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
I don't know. Can I get a YouTube thing going so I can pick me?
Yeah. Jesus. Right.
What else do you have for news?
So they had the quarterly call, you know, the Q3 call.
Yeah.
Stephanie said September 23rd episode of SmackDown had its biggest audience since 2020 and credits the White Rabbit Project for the boost.
What was that? Like 2.2 million views?
Yeah, like what was
well, like audience
still the highest though.
Yeah.
Also, Clash of the Castle was the most viewed international PLE and the highest grossing European event, drawing in 8 million.
Okay.
But that was before this Saudi Mania, which is actually the most viewed, international one now
on the cock.
Yeah,
on the cock. And then Nick Khan talked about the 2023 Rumble. Currently has a gross gate exceeding 4.6 million, which puts it on track for the highest grossing Rumble.
I went on there. There's still plenty of tickets available.
Maybe the ticket prices are higher. So.
It's kind of funny because the ticket prices for like right where the wrestlers come out are like thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Because I like for the Rumble, that's I get it. That's really important for the Rumble. It's like, who's going to come out next? Oh, my God. You know, like.
Right, right.
But it's interesting.
Also, they're saying that Mania has sold 100,000 tickets for the two nights.
Already?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then in 2023.
50,000, you know, for each night.
Sure. 2023, WWE Studios is going to debut a new series on Hulu. With Bianca Belair and Montez Ford that will run 8 episodes.
Sure. So it's like Miz and Mrs. and then they'll have a match.
Yeah. And then also
who has the better show?
Before finalizing Raw, Triple H said the creative is working and the storytelling is resonating with our fans.
No, it's not.
So fuck your face.
It's not.
So fuck your face.
Really?
Fuck.
It's really not.
Your face.
Anything else?
One other thing. This could probably be AEW, but apparently, you know, they're making the Iron Claw movie about the Von Erichs, Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Apparently, MJF has been cast in it. He's probably just going to be like a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. There's no details on his character.
He posted his headshot
on
his Instagram today.
Right. I'm sure he'll, you know, give training to some of these guys as well.
Yeah. Mic training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe?
Yeah. And on this week's episode of Young Rock, is that what he calls his show? The Rock Show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know who plays Cyndi Lauper?
Oh, that's right. I did see that. Yeah.
Becky Lynch.
Big time Bex.
Yep.
And she did a good job.
She did.
I saw like the clip online.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Does she sound like her?
Yeah, I think she sounded pretty good.
Yeah. You know, she was kind of like a baby voice.
Now, the guy that they got to play Hogan, like, yikes.
Yeah,
That's not good casting.
I saw the commercial.
But how could you really cast? Well, we'll see how.
I thought Chris Hemsworth was playing Hogan. Was that not for Young Rock?
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't. There's still like. I think Chris Hemsworth recently said that, like, he's not even sure if it's gonna get made now. Mm. So we'll see. Yeah. All right. Let's get to rumors.
Rumors.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title.
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member.
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule.
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia.
Confirmed.
So this is about Uncle Howdy, and someone posted a photo. I wish I would have snapshotted it, but it shows Uncle Howdy, you know, with the fucking fake mask.
Yeah.
And he has an earring of a cross.
Oh, yeah.
On his left ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then someone posted that, like, Bo Dallas would have that same cross on the same ear. And then they also played a promo of when the B team made fun of Bray Wyatt. Yeah. And Bo Dallas dressed up as Bray Wyatt. And he sounded almost identical to his brother.
Really?
Oh, no, really?
So
that would be great.
That would be great. That would be a good payoff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not often your brother becomes your uncle.
That's right. That part, I don't know. Doesn't make much sense.
That's fair.
Your brother could make you say uncle, but.
You ever hear that country song where, like, it's called I'm My Own Grandpa?
No.
It's like, he's like, so my dad got divorced from my mom, and then she married my friend and my friend's uncle, and like it works out to where he's his own grandfather, like, Jesus. In the end.
There's also a Futurama episode that's about that.
Correct.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he did the nasty and the pasty.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
See, it's not just Simpsons.
Yeah.
Simpsons. Futurama.
It's mostly Simpsons.
Same creator.
Also, Fightful says MVP did not go to Saudi Arabia because he was a practicing Muslim, but he is now an atheist. And renouncing Islam is a crime in Saudi Arabia. And the crime is, well, we put you to sleep forever.
We put you to sleep like a little baby in a bed of nails and fire.
Jesus. That's why MVP wasn't there.
Yeah.
It's illegal. That makes sense. Denounce.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of silly. Like, they have to say, like, well, they weren't there because, you know, they would fucking die because they believe in something different.
Oh, Braun beat him up, so he couldn't show up.
Yeah.
There wasn't even an explanation for why Sammy wasn't there.
Right. They don't even want to give the inkling of what's really going on there.
No.
Yeah.
And then PW Insider reports that T-Bar might be getting his old name back soon.
Oh. Apparently, at Halloween Havoc, they aired a promo. And it looked like there was a mask in the fire, and it looked like T-Bar's mask.
Oh, well, okay then. So he'll come back pretty to NXT. Much confirmed.
NXT is Dominik Dijakovic.
Sure, give him a title run. He deserves it.
Fuck yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
And speaking of rumors, according to Dave Meltzer and NXT, it looks like Cameron Grimes is kind of like on an internal list of like the next person to be called up.
I can see that.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, again, if he's done right, he's entertaining.
Yes, right.
But they've also fucked him up a couple times.
Sure.
I would have given him the main title first because he's entertaining. He's probably the only guy watchable on the show right now.
Right. Well, he did feud with Bron Breakker. He got pretty serious because he had to be the heel in it. Mm. And he did a good job. You know, he was believable.
Right.
But of course, you know, this guy never fucking loses unless, you know, you're just trying to get a title on him in front of a crowd.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler's gone again. Where is he?
Robert Roode.
Well, yeah, Roode had surgery not too long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't remember what it was on. Might have been like his arm or something, but
yeah.
No, I think it was a rotator cuff. It was something like that.
Maybe something like his coccyx.
His coccyx. Yeah, I think that too. Yeah. All right, trivia time.
The cock.
What Dijakovic trivia do you have?
Yeah.
Sorry,
T-bar. T-bar.
All right, first to get it. You ready? Here we go. Crown Jewel was the first pay-per-view in 2022 that this superstar had missed. And it's also the first Saudi Arabian pay-per-view this superstar has ever missed.
It's not Sami Zayn.
Name him.
First pay-per-view this year that they missed. Oh.
Yep.
And also
did you say Goldust? I was about to say Goldust.
All right, Eric said Goldust. Now it's my turn.
I mean, just come up with a name and then say it. An active roster name, obviously.
Hold on, let me just...
First of 2022, and went 7-for-7 for the first 7 Saudis.
Okay,
yeah, so... Yeah, the answer's not on here.
Yeah, right. Obviously. No, I know.
Oh, I know who it is.
Rey Mysterio?
Seth Rollins.
Is
so. Oh,
I'm gonna go Eric.
Nice. Right.
Hmm.
So he has the Saudi record.
Who, what?
Seth Rollins, you said was undefeated?
No. Just didn't appear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just this was the first missed Saudi pay per view. And he had been in every other 2022 pay per view as well. So right. First to miss, you know, both of those.
Okay. It's interesting he didn't go.
That's true.
It is, right? He's such a big star.
Yeah.
Let me pull up fan questions. Alejandro Bautista, A-Town really is down.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Down the drain.
A-Town is down. Kyle Foxen, what has
he... also said that guy's name wrong.
Alejandro.
What's the last name?
Bautista!
Thank you.
Kyle Foxen, what has a better live atmosphere, a World Series game, or a WrestleMania?
Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, for the entire event, it's World Series because everyone's screaming nonstop.
Right.
True. WrestleMania is, you know, there's downtime.
It's also half the time.
Right.
It's only about 4 hours.
That's true.
Instead of 7 or 8.
You don't have to pace yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carlos Ramirez, can I get a bunch of bottom rights for the people I voted for today? I didn't even get a sticker.
Who are you?
Why didn't you get a sticker?
No sticker?
Oh.
It's bullshit.
Poor guy.
The thing that makes you feel important, even though everyone else also voted. Yeah. Mitch Tarr, push
did
fire.
You see my TikTok?
Yeah.
Everybody between 35 and 50, like trying to take a selfie on there.
Right.
I reposted my Vine from 2015.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Mitch Tarr, push fire, Barry, Retribution, Hit Row, and Judgment Day.
Fire Hit Row.
Fire Retribution.
Barry Retribution, push Judgment Day.
I mean,
if I'm getting to push them, I get to decide creatively how to do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
And I break them up and then push them separately. Jason Claver, this is the first week in a while that I decided to watch Raw from start to finish. Don't think I'll do that again anytime soon.
Lucky.
I guess my question is, are you guys okay?
No.
No.
Yeah. No, we're never okay.
Haven't you? I mean,
haven't you listened to the show?
By the time you listen to this podcast,
yeah,
you'll know we're not okay.
I've been begging for some of those online therapists to sponsor us so we can get a discount. Because Jesus,
what's wrong with you? I watched current WWE product.
I watched 5 hours of wrestling. I
thought it was gonna get better. It's like a fake out. It's like the worst fake out ever.
Justin Stewart, do you think when JR is having sex, his Bell's palsy goes away for a few seconds and has a normal face when he finishes? Jesus.
Calm down, freak.
Justin Stewart, you
don't have to read them all, Andrew.
You're canceled, Justin Stewart.
Yeah.
Is that because when we orgasm, we make a Bell's palsy face?
Jesus.
Jake Baker, this is a new Jesse conspiracy. Oh, okay. New Jesse conspiracy. Oh,
there you go.
The top one.
You know, McMahon, Triple H died from his heart attack and has been controlled by Vince this entire time, like Weekend at Bernie's.
Wow.
That's
kind of what Eric said earlier.
That's a good one, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Bobby Cox, debate rules. Eric, why was this the best cash-in ever? Joe, why did it suck big donkey dick? And then Andrew, says who won. Well, that's gonna
that's not fair.
That's
for
not
Eric.
Fair right. for Eric at
no,
all.
That Eric's isn't. Lose. Come on, what the fuck?
Yeah. You can't defend that.
Yeah. So,
Luis Torres, longtime listener, long time asking questions.
Long about time those, asking questioner.
Yeah. How about those fucking Jets, huh? J-E-T-S, Jets, Eric, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Let's go!
Go Pigskin. Yeah.
I mean, the Jets won on Sunday. Did the Astros win on Sunday? No.
Yeah.
Stop living in the past, Eric. The Jets won on Sunday.
On Sunday, two days ago.
They beat the best team in the AFC.
Well, now they are the best team.
Well, there you go.
The Rizzler.
To be the man! Woo! Okay.
It's been a long time since they've been even decent. The Rizzler, forgive me.
Hey, didn't the Mets do that this year?
Fuck off. The Rizzler, forgive me for using logic, but please explain to me why would Theory cash in the U.S. Yeah, for the U.S. title?
Yeah.
I get that Rollins got shit canned by Lashley, but minutes earlier, Theory could have. Yep, that's what I said. Side note, Andrew, you had me dying laughing. I tuned back into Raw just in time for you snapping on that Lashley Ollie Rollins open challenge. Yeah, because I came back. I was like, all right, I'll watch this. And then Lashley came out and I was like, okay, fuck this. Brandon Miller, I can't believe they did that to the second most prestigious title in WWE, the 24/7 championship. Is not trash.
It's the second highest title on Raw.
Oh, then he said, apologies. I'm posting this from Dana Brooks' account.
Oh,
yeah. That's good.
Bummer.
Nice.
Omar, on a scale of a dime to a quarter, how tight do you think Alexa Bliss is?
A dime to a quarter?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Her boyfriend's kind of a small dude.
True.
I'm going to say pin.
A pin?
Yeah.
Wow. CM Punk's crack dealer, would you rather win Money in the Bank and lose your cash in or win King of the Ring and only be king for like a month?
Oh. What do you think?
King for a month?
Yeah.
King for a month,
I guess.
King for a month.
Yes.
Josh Egan, Josh, Eric, Andrew, and Joe are thrown into a War Games match. They get to pick their opponents. Who could you realistically beat? I mean, any of these 5 foot nothing guys?
Wait. So there's the four of us? Versus yeah. a team of four.
All right. Right. So
who are the biggest losers of all time?
The Young Bucks.
Right.
I think they meant like if we're really fighting them for real.
And yeah, or like Bucks, who sure. could we go over? How about that? Because it's not for real, but like who could we go over on? Like Cedric Alexander.
Hold on. This is easy. The Maximum Male Models.
Maximum Male
and
Models.
And then the Los Lotharios.
Oh, yeah.
That's done. Easy.
Well, we'll way over.
What's wrong with wrestling versus what's really wrong with wrestling?
It'll be a squash. We'll even let Josh start the match.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. The Big Fulla, Pushfire Barry, what voice would you want to have the rest of your life? Nicolas Cage, Johnny Ace, or Kevin Owens?
Mm.
Oh, God. Not Ace.
I think Nicolas Cage, just because his voice voice is fun anyway.
Yeah.
My name's Nicolas Cage. My name is Nicolas Cage.
We all got different Nicolas Cages.
Yeah. I'm Raj. Pushfire Barry, these pay-per-views for your wrestling company. St. Reese's Massacre, Judgment Duck, In Your DeVito. What the fuck is happening?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Pass.
I don't even know.
That's funny.
This is from Musta Fucked Up Ali. This question is for Slamilton.
Oh.
Because he wasn't at the Crown Jewel recap. What was your honest opinion of Omos? And how do you feel about his Killmonger impression? This is your giant? I'm whooping his ass. I'm the only giant.
Yeah.
Honestly, I skipped that match because I watched it next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart move.
I mainly just wanted to see Logan Paul versus Reigns.
Yeah.
Andy Kozlowski, Austin Theory is done, right? Like he's finally out of our lives. Cross your fingers. Mm. Xavier's Wood. I can't believe that I was almost excited for New Day versus Usos for the 2000th time until Riddle ruined the segment. Pushfire Barry, Riddle's bongos, Riddle ruining segments, Riddle's feet.
Fire his feet.
Fire the feet.
You're pushing... Push. In ruining segments and bongos?
I guess push his cock and what was the other one?
No.
Push ruining segments, bury bongos. He'll come up with something stupid in a week.
Give us
anyway.
Something better than this. Be better, fans.
Yeah, when they're all bad answers. Pacepot Pete, what if instead of throwing the 24/7 title in the trash, Nikki threw it in a portal that led directly to Tony Khan's cocaine vault.
Mm. Oh, my God.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
He would totally buy that belt. Because you know why?
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 MJF said it.
That's true.
You fucking mark!
Another Jesse the Mind so loud thing.
Yeah. Which one? Top one?
Yeah.
You know, McMahon, Charlotte Flair has actually been back in action for months now. Her addiction to plastic surgery has made her almost unrecognizable. She's been wrestling under the name Omos
wow.
the whole time.
Jesus.
And Omos. Even Jesse doesn't know how to say Omos's name.
No, clearly.
No right? one does.
That's
no
the
does.
Conspiracy. It's not actually Omos.
Brock Landers, how much longer do we have to watch this shit? If Triple H can't fix it, no one can.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
That's the good part. You can listen to us.
We'll do it for you.
Ivana, eat my ass. Do people actually like Gargano? He's so meh and cringy to me. Maybe that's WWE's fault, too. It is.
It is. We covered this earlier. Yeah. Skip back a few minutes.
Joey Jojo Jr., Shabadoo. I'm just saying a WrestleMania main event of The Rock versus Roman Reigns versus Sammy Uso for leader of the bloodline would be perfection.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Tell The Rock he's not very oozy.
Yeah. Caleb Young, the crowd was dead Monday. There were points of the night I felt like I was sitting in a library, like when Theory cashed in. The loudest points of Raw was, of course, Rollins coming out, Lashley attacking Ali, Rollins, Theory, and when my buddy got an Otis can't read chant going. Not bad. Seth Hughes, wasn't there a stipulation at day one where if New Day lost, then they could never challenge the Usos for the tag titles again?
I don't remember that, so it must have never happened.
Yeah, no, I think there was.
They're counting on all of us to forget that.
Oh, my God.
Fosse 32, what's up with the kendo sticks under the ring? Surely they could use more damaging items, even chairs and sledgehammers, and use the fire extinguisher to hit the opponent, not just spray them. Well, sure.
Sure.
But it's fake. Yeah. Pop culture junkie, a couple questions about Crown Jewel. Why were the fan signs in English? Because the show's in English.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why.
And they hand them out.
right. Right.
Shelley, now that two of Vince's gimmicks are finally dead, Austin Theory, 24/7, is there anything else from Vince's era that you think needs to go? Yes, plenty. The show still sucks. So, yeah, absolutely. Michelle, should WWE bring back an on-screen authority figure? If the answer is yes, then who? If the answer is no, well, thanks for your great work anyway. It has to be the right person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Triple H could do it.
Right.
He's fucking
right,
there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Dawes, sauce! Only oh. Jets fans will like that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This question is from Daddy Guerrero.
Mm. Wow.
Push Fire Barry. Logan Paul signs a Goldberg/Lesnar pay-per-view contract. At least 5 pay-per-views a year. First of all, he did.
Yeah.
That's right. The contract he signed.
So we're going to push that.
Sammy ditches the bloodline and wins the tag straps with Kevin Owens. Yeah. And then CM Punk and MJF invade WWE and have a new outsiders angle. Is there that? Is there even a question? Of course, push that.
Hello.
I don't know, but then you got CM Punk.
Sure, yeah.
And he's like, I'm old and I work with children.
He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that in WWE.
That's right. They don't have media scrums. Yeah.
And WWE has an actual boss. That would be amazing.
Do they?
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alan Kimmett in Saudi. The women have to be covered head to toe, but the men get all oiled up and wear a Speedo. Isn't that pretty gay? And being gay is illegal in Saudi. I'm confused. Can you shed some light on this situation?
Just watch Borat. He'll tell you all about it.
Yeah. Exactly. That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Ooh. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and join the Patreon, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Weekly AEW recaps, all the pay-per-views. Go check out Crown Jewel. We got Survivor Series, War Games in a few weeks that we're going to review. And yeah. A special bonus episode this month that we haven't decided yet. So go join Patreon and give us a suggestion.
Have we done the gobbledygooker Survivor Series yet?
No. I mean, is that a good one other than one moment? That's Undertaker's debut.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know what else is memorable.
I'll look through some old ones.
You do that.
I will.
All right.
All right.
See you next time, guys.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.